58. Stone pulled his car up to the entrance of Lenox Hill Hospital and waited 5 minutes before Dino appeared in a wheelchair, his left arm in a sling. Stone got out and opened the door for him. It was raining lightly, and the hospital orderly held an umbrella over Dino's head. Stone closed the car door and got in. "That's a very nice bullet hole through your suit," he said, "front and back."
"Yeah, I've got to have it rewoven. A nurse got the blood out, though."
"That's above and beyond the call," Stone said, driving away. "Does your shoulder hurt?"
"Not while there's enough OxyContin in the world."
"If you run out, I'm sure there's plenty in the precinct evidence locker," Stone said.
"Thanks, I hadn't thought of that. Kerry Smith came to see me."
"Yeah, he came to see me, too."
"Is that why he didn't mention my not calling his agent in charge about Shelley?"
"I'm sure he was just trying to be a nice guy."
"A nice guy? In the Bureau?"
"Don't be too hard on him. He offered to testify at your hearing."
"Yeah, he mentioned that. The good thing is the Civilian Review Board will love him."
"You done anything about Viv?"
"What exactly do you mean by that?"
"Did you get her decorated?"
"Sure, I got her the Combat Cross. The sons of bitches downtown wanted to give it to me, but I told them I wasn't taking a medal for getting myself shot."
"Good for you. What else?"
"What do you mean, what else?"
"Come on, Dino."
"All right, I got her transferred to the 17th Precinct. It's right next door, and it's closer to her apartment. And she'll be promoted."
Stone found a parking spot in front of Dino's building and flipped down his sun visor with the police emblem on it.
"What, are you coming in?"
Dino asked as his doorman opened the car door. "I'm walking you upstairs."
"The hell you say? I'm fine."
Stone walked around the car and caught Dino's right arm, just as he staggered a bit. He steered his friend through the front door and onto the elevator. "You're gonna have to take it easy on the OxyContin unless you want to fall down in the street," Stone said. The elevator arrived at Dino's floor, and Stone steered him to the front door, took his key from him, and opened the door.
"This is fine," Dino said.
"I'll walk you to the bedroom. You need a nap." They walked down the hall.
"I don't need a nap,"
Dino said, sitting on the bed. Stone helped him off with his coat and shoes and took the sling from around his neck, then lifted his feet onto the bed and tucked a pillow under his knees.
"You should have been a nurse," Dino said.
Stone spread a blanket over him, and Dino closed his eyes. "Don't get up until dinner time," Stone said. Dino made a gruff noise and let out a deep breath. Stone bent over and kissed him on the forehead, then closed the bedroom door behind him. He got out his cell phone and called a number.
"DiCarlo," she said.
"Viv, it's Stone. I got him home, and he went right to sleep. I'm leaving his door unlocked for you, so bring him some dinner about 7. He'll be a lot better by tomorrow."
"Thanks, Stone," she said. "I'm on it."
"There are some things Dino won't tell you, so I will."
"Okay."
"You're going to get the Police Combat Cross."
"Wow.
Is it your first commendation?"
"Yeah."
"It'll look good on your record. You made detective second, too."
"No shit."
"No shit."
"That's great."
"And you're getting transferred to the 17. She was quiet.
"He did that?" she said finally.
"He did. And you know why?"
"I didn't think he'd do that."
"You'll like it. You'll walk in there with a new rank and that nice green ribbon, so you'll get some respect."
"Well, that would make a nice change," she said. "Did he transfer Rosie, too?"
"He doesn't have the hots for Rosie. My guess is, if she requests it, Dino will get it done, but it might be a good thing to start in the 17 with a new partner."
Because she didn't get the medal and the promotion? Let her get somewhere on her own. Maybe you two can work together later. I guess that makes some sense. Does Dino know I'm coming over tonight?
No, but don't worry, he's not going to mind. Take his Oxycontin away from him and ration it. Don't tell Dino I told you so, but he's scared to death of being in pain. She giggled.
I won't tell him.
Congratulations on all counts, Viv, and have a good evening.
Don't worry. I'll take good care of him.
I know that. Stone hung up and told the doorman to expect Viv, then went home.